This piece was brought to you by TechServe, TechServe.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business.
What's the story behind Cyber Monday? Over the past several years, the days following Thanksgiving have become some of the busiest and most profitable days for retailers of all types. Black Friday has been part of the shopping vernacular for decades, but what about the newest consumerist holiday, Cyber Monday? We spoke with Scott Silverman, who co-coined the term in 2005, about the origins of this online retail extravaganza.
At the time, I was working at shop.org, and we would do research for the industry on a regular basis. Some of the research we were doing showed that there was a surge in shopping the Monday after Thanksgiving, and we decided to put out a press release and announce the results of this research, and we gave this trend a name called Cyber Monday, and it took off more than we ever expected.
The trend took off literally overnight. As Jon Stewart was doing bits about Cyber Monday, CNN interviewed Scott and his team about the idea, and momentum started building.
At that point, the retailers had no idea this was coming. They had no way of preparing or doing Cyber Monday sales or anything like that. In the second year, they actually had an opportunity. Some of them sat on the sidelines. They didn't know whether or not this phenomena would repeat itself. It did. And then by the third year, it was a huge phenomena and really a self-fulfilling prophecy, because the retailers at this point, all of them were offering Cyber Monday sales. There was no turning back at that point.
Whether or not you support the holiday shopping craze, it's pretty powerful how putting a catchy name to legitimate data can create a monster onto its own. As we track more and more consumer habits, what will emerge next? Who benefits from these manufactured shopping holidays? Could Small Business Saturday take off next? Time will tell. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Helipad by Obesity. Thanks for listening.